Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The White House is seeking money to fight coronavirus. We have the story.
A man's claim that he is a long-missing boy is called a hoax. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The KBI and McPherson police investigate a suspicious death. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. An active weather pattern is going to stay with us throughout the next 24 hours. A mix of rain and snow combined with gusty north winds up to 30 miles per hour are complete forecast and what we can expect in just a few minutes.
South Carolina is the next prize for Democratic presidential hopefuls, but before the weekend primary, nearly every candidate is on the debate stage tonight.
Seven of the eight remaining Democratic candidates qualified for tonight's debate in South Carolina, either by securing pledged delegates in the first three contests or hitting polling thresholds. Only Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard failed to make it to the debate stage. For the second time, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg will join his Democratic rivals. He was the source of several attacks last week. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has since expanded his delegate lead and attracted new criticism leveled by more moderate Democrats like Bloomberg and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The White House is calling on Congress for money to help fight the deadly coronavirus.
The administration is asking Congress to approve $2.5 billion to help fight the global outbreak of the coronavirus. The money going towards developing a vaccine as well as protective gear. Top Democrats have been urging the White House for weeks to step up the U.S. response. And now, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the emergency request is too little, too late. The White House's emergency funding request has a lot of support on Capitol Hill, but we'll get a better idea of where things stand later today when Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar testifies before the Senate Appropriations Committee, and he will certainly be grilled about this request. In Washington, I'm Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
Police are investigating an armed robbery this morning at a convenience store in West Wichita. Just after 1 in the morning, a man robbed a store employee at gunpoint at the Presto store at Seneca and McLean. The suspect, described as a thin male, about 5 feet 10, wearing gray sweatpants and a ski mask.
A sheriff says social media claims that a man was a Kansas boy missing since 1999 are a hoax. Saturday night, a person claiming to be Adam Herman began tweeting and two videos appeared on YouTube. Herman vanished from a mobile home near Tawanda in 1999. Butler County Sheriff Kelly Herzit says 24-year-old Stephen Chadwick Smith made the posts. He worked briefly at the Butler County Jail a few years ago. Smith refused to be interviewed by authorities. Herzit says the Butler County attorney told him Smith cannot currently be prosecuted for a crime for his posts.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the McPherson Police Department are investigating a man's death.
McPherson police received a 911 call from an individual reporting finding a man dead inside of a mobile home. It happened just after noon Monday in the 100 block of South Kelly Drive in McPherson. Officers discovered the man and EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. The KBI was asked to assist in the case. Authorities are investigating the circumstances as suspicious and an autopsy will be performed. Anyone with information relating to the case is asked to contact the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME, or anonymous tips can be made to McPherson County Crime Stoppers at 620-241-1122. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former Kansas Republican Governor Jeff Collier has endorsed Western Kansas Representative Roger Marshall for the state's open U.S. Senate seat.
The announcement Monday came with some Republicans still fearing a repeat of Collier's narrow primary loss in 2018 to polarizing conservative Chris Kobach. Collier urged Republicans to unite behind Marshall as a candidate who can keep Kansas red. Kobach defeated Collier by 343 votes in a seven-candidate primary for governor in 2018 and lost the general election to Democrat Laura Kelly. That sparked fears among some Republicans that Kobach could win the Senate primary and put a normally safe seat in play.
Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood reporting.
Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein found guilty on two of the five criminal charges he faced in his New York trial.
Rose McGowan calls Harvey Weinstein's conviction a powerful day and a huge step forward in our collective healing. 18 Weinstein accusers spoke briefly about their reactions to the verdict. Several echoed the same sentiments, glad he was now a convicted rapist and that the women who testified were brave. Actress Patricia Arquette.
It's vindication for all the women that he has harmed and gives hope to other victims.
Weinstein was found guilty of criminal sexual assault and of rape in the third degree. Elizabeth Banks tweeted, "I am heartened for his victims and for all those who said, hashtag me too, and time's up, that some justice has been done." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Revelers dressed in costumes and reaching for beads thrown from floats take to the streets today in the New Orleans area when Carnival season reaches its peak. This year's celebration tinged with grief after two parade goers were hit and killed by floats in the run-up to Fat Tuesday. Carnival begins January 6th, ends Fat Tuesday after weeks of parades, balls, and merriment. KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Number one team in the nation, and the Jayhawks look the part. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A pet parrot saves a family from a house fire. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Fat Tuesday, February 25th. Kansas legislators are not ready to declare that marijuana possession never should be a felony. The House committee rejected proposals Monday to lower penalties for third-time offenders and to release others from prison. The Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee voted 7-4 against a bill to make processing marijuana a misdemeanor, no matter how many times someone is convicted. Current Kansas law says a third conviction is a felony punishable by up to 14 months in prison, though offenders often receive probation. The bill also initially said offenders now in prison for marijuana possession would be released, but the committee removed that provision.
A Texas mother shares a stranger's act of kindness that brought her to tears.
Holly Grimmett of Alvin, Texas, picking up a cake and some cupcakes she ordered from a Kroger bakery for her 8-year-old daughter's birthday party. To her surprise, another woman had already paid for the items, leaving her a note revealing the buyer had lost a son who would have been 8 years old. It goes on to say, "Hold your baby a little tighter today," adding, "Much love from me and my angel in heaven to your family." Grimmett says the note has given her a new perspective, vowing to cherish every birthday and every celebration. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A pet parrot saves a family from a house fire.
Animals can make us smile and keep us safe. A family in Tennessee says they owe their lives to their pet parrot named Louie for waking them up, alerting them to a house fire. Barbara Klein telling local media a blaze broke out in the kitchen. She says the bird started squawking fire, a word she says it had never used before. Klein, her husband, and their 6-year-old granddaughter were able to escape the house. Sadly, Louie and the owner's dogs didn't make it out. Folks tweeting RIP Louie, calling the feathered friend a real hero. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I got a call from one of my traffic trackers just a little bit ago. Traffic tracker Jason called in to let me know he was actually on his way to Wichita from Newton, just leaving Newton. If you happen to be headed that way, said he was seeing some sleet.
That's very possible.
Very possible there in the area. He saw some sleet headed down this way. So if you happen to be headed up that direction, watch out. We've got some traffic conditions to watch for. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now, we're getting reports of 9 inches of snow on the ground at Phillipsburg, 5 inches at Sylvan Grove. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As an area of low pressure drops a little bit further into Kansas, that will have moisture wrapping around it, starting as rain and then mixing with snow at times today.
windy with a high 39. A rain snow mix comes to an end by this evening, our low 25, and then clearing on Wednesday with a high 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy sky, 38 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Special guest in our studio this morning, Garen Smith, Executive Vice President, Precision Construction Services. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Why did you come by? Did you just in the neighborhood and drop in?
Yeah, what? I was. I heard you guys had some good cookies, and I just wanted a cookie.
Have a cookie. Don Grant made those. They're pretty good, I guess. Well, we've had a few. Okay, now what exactly do you do at Precision Construction? Construction, obviously.
Yes.
All kinds?
We do. We focus on residential and commercial, both exterior, interior work. So we can do the home remodel that everybody loves to think about. We also do commercial. We do exterior, flat roof, we do shingle roofs.
Just about everything.
Yeah, everything.
And we do a free estimate?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I were thinking about doing our kitchen, but everything in there removed and replaced. And do you think you can do that for under $500?
You bet. Just depends what your expectations
yeah,
are.
Yeah, really. If you got low expectations, you can do it. No, really. Do a lot of home interiors? And we had people across the street that bought a house over there, an older house, and they went through and it took them almost a year.
Yeah.
They're flippers.
Yes.
That's not what you do, or is it?
Well, we can do
you
that.
You can do
yes,
that.
Yes, we
yeah.
can do that. Every project has its own set of complications, but mm-hmm. We're able to work with homeowners, business owners to get through those. We like to sit down and kind of work one-on-one with the owners and figure out what it is that they want.
Do you? We're talking about interiors now, but what about the outside?
Yes. So this is a good time to talk about the exteriors. We have
spring storms coming. Yes, it's going to be raining and snowing today.
You bet. Absolutely. One of the things that we do is we can meet with the homeowner and determine if there's any damage. Exterior wind damage, hail damage, we're happy to come out, take a look at it. We can advise at that point whether the homeowner looks like they need to file a claim with their insurance. And if that is what is needed to do, we can work one-on-one with the homeowners or the business owner and be the liaison between them and the claims process.
Well, my wife does all our dealing with insurance claims, and I just stay clear about it. I can't stand it.
Well, it can be complicated, but, just remember they're there to help. And I think having a partner that is there to help the homeowner and kind of work that process helps tremendously.
So you've been the business has been there for 25 years. Is that right? Or is it your experience? How long have you been doing this, Garen?
I have been in construction just since last April.
Okay.
I was in a couple of different businesses. I was in a banker in the past. And so my track has led me a lot of different directions, but since April last year, I've been in construction. Our company started in 2012. Preston Fanning is the founder of our company, and it started out small company, and we just have built since then. I came on board in April to help develop some new business, and it's just been a good move for me.
You got good experienced people there, bonded, insured, and all that?
We do, absolutely. Yeah. We have a great team of project managers that have years of experience in the business, and just a great staff.
The phone number is 260-9200, 260-9200, and you can get them online at precision-ict.com. If you want to find out, say, yeah, you got free estimates, sounds good to me.
All right.
So what's you got a lot of work to do these days, or in the wintertime does it slow down, or do you keep doing stuff inside? What goes on?
Winter slows a bit. We focus a lot on interior remodels in the winter. I mean, that's kind of been what we're looking at now. But we know that it's coming. Springtime usually brings a lot of new projects.
Garen, when you talk about remodeling a room, I'd say sometimes I hear, okay, you can sink so much into this bathroom, and then when you sell your house, you're never going to get it back. But for certain rooms and certain designs, do you get it back when you sell it?
Remember the three L's, location, location, location. That's the most important thing. So if the area would support a remodel or an addition to the home, then we're all for it.
Okay.
You just don't want to be in an area or have a home that sets in a particular area that suppresses the price and put a lot of money into it. Most cases, we'll work with the homeowner.
And the story
like
of our, we live in a ghetto, so kind of stuck there. Actually, they wanted to tear down our home and build a slum, but never came about.
All right.
Two of my good jokes. Come on, somebody laugh. Listen, Garen, thanks so much for being with us. Sounds like you guys got a good thing going there with Precision Construction Services, located at 1229 North Mosley. Again, the phone number 260-9200. Garen Smith, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's 8:18 now. Steve and Ted, time for sports with Ted Woodward, the number one team in the country playing basketball last night in Lawrence, Ted.
Yep, the Jayhawks taking the number one spot and putting it right on the floor last night, ESPN Big Monday. And when the KU plays at home on ESPN Big Monday, that usually means a Jayhawk win. And that trend certainly continued last night. Kansas and the Cowboys, you heard the action on sports radio KFH.
McCormick spaces up from 15 and he connects so good in the mid-range is David McCormick.
He's really put that into his game and you have to respect that mid-range jumper.
Now a block by McCormick. There's shades of Azubuki.
Throw it up,
here comes
throw
Kansas, a lob, Oates, a slam, Dotson on the feed, Abadji on the finish, and Oklahoma State needs a timeout.
Great delivery by Devon Dotson and Ochai running the lane. Best athlete on the floor.
A resounding home win for the top-ranked Jayhawks over Oklahoma State. 83-58 was the final score, as KU has now won 36 straight home games on ESPN Big Monday. That's a streak now that goes back for 18 years. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
You know, the game started out where they were actually quicker than us early on, but we made four threes early on, and I think we were up like 12-10, and then we shot it miserably the rest of the half, but we started guarding, and I think we ended the half like 1-for-10 from three, and then started guarding, and then the second half we played pretty solid and made a couple of shots, and you know, I thought everybody played well,
and especially senior center Udoka Azubuki, 19 points, 16 rebounds for the big guy. Jayhawks now win their 13th game in a row. They are now 25-3 on the season as KU hits the 25-win plateau for the 15th straight year, which is an NCAA record as they keep extending. All right, Jayhawks get the win. Now let's see what K-State can do tonight. Not an easy week for the Wildcats as they take on the top two teams in the nation in their next two games, starting out with a trip to Waco tonight for a matchup with number two-ranked Baylor. K-State is a 14-point underdog, although K-State has won its last three trips to Waco. They have played well there in the past, but the Wildcats right now are trying to snap a seven-game losing streak. They have not won a conference road game yet this season. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight, K-State and Baylor in Waco. Those new college rankings coming out yesterday, and of course, KU's win at Baylor on Saturday knocked Baylor out of the top spot and put the Jayhawks into the number one spot. Kansas now ranked number one in the Associated Press and the coaches poll. Baylor is number two. KU getting most of the first place votes in both polls, although a couple of people are still voting for Baylor as number one in both polls, which I don't understand at all, considering KU just beat them on the road. So doesn't seem to make sense.
Nope.
KU's getting most of those first place votes in both those polls. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Phoenix Suns go into Utah, beat the Jazz 131-111 in the starting lineup for the Suns. Former Kansas Jayhawk Kelly Oubre with 18 points. Back-to-back wins for the Suns. They are 4.5 games behind for a playoff spot. Out on the West Coast, the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Memphis Grizzlies 124-97 in the starting lineup for the Clippers. Another former Jayhawk, Marcus Morris with 13 points. Off the bench for the Clippers, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet with 13 points and 4 assists. The Clippers in that number 3 spot in the Western Conference right now. We do have Shocker baseball today at X Stadium as the homestand continues. The Shockers are on a 3-game winning streak and they're hosting Arkansas Pine Bluff at X Stadium today. The Golden Lions making their first visit to Wichita in 11 years. And that'll be a 1 o'clock game today. It was originally a 3 o'clock game on the schedule, but now they're going to start at 1 o'clock. And that'll be at X Stadium today. You can listen to that baseball game live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then this evening, we'll have our spring Shocker coaches shows tonight, back-to-back efforts. Start out with baseball coach Eric Wedge at 6 o'clock, softball coach Christy Breadbenner at 7 o'clock. You can listen to those on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And a special happy birthday today to one of the great basketball players that we know and love, Fred VanVleet. the former point guard for the Wichita State Shockers, currently playing for the world champion Toronto Raptors in the NBA. Fred is 26 years old today. Happy birthday to one of the greats, Fred Van Vliet.
I got him number one of Shocker point guards forever. I think he was the best.
I'm not going to argue with you.
It's tough to argue with that, isn't it? All right, happy birthday, Fred. 8:23 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Where did the bad talk about Bloomberg come from? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.